Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening and Happy New Year's. Wow, we are already in the year of 2018. How quickly this year went by. But guess what? We all are here. So it's a blessing. We all are here in 2018. And we're just going to pray and that God is going to give us better blessing, better health, better whatever our heart desire in the year of 2018. Oh, let us share a little light on someone's path, I pray. I would like to be a messenger of happiness today. It may be just a phone call, a smile, a prayer, or a long the nectar letter that smooths the edge of care. I want to spread some happiness in what I do or say. I would like to make life sweeter for someone else. Do you? Well, this year, think about what you can do for others, and that will give you comfort to get through each and every day of 2018. Tonight I have some prayer, words of prayer, and also affirmation that we can go into the new year believing that we are a child of God. We are a messenger. We are here to comfort others because it will comfort us to get through one day at a time. If we focus on other things in ourselves, sometimes we won't feel so sad, so lonely, so lost. All of these things that God will replace those feelings with strength as we continue to focus on others than ourselves. We want to focus on ourselves in the way of being strengthened, getting enough sleep, working on our health, and also asking God for guidance in doing the right thing each and every day. helping us to think right, set our minds right, because our mind can control our bodies and our destiny, because it can also lead us into wrong thinking, because that sometimes happens when we inhale the wrong thoughts and say the wrong things. It can also cause us not to be and feel the right thing, make the right decision each and every day. We must always be in prayer with God and asking us how to be better with ourselves and our words and also with our bodies, because it can, I'm trying to find that right word. It can really cause us not to be able to, what is the word that I'm trying to find tonight? Holy Spirit. It can cripple us from being successful in the way that God wants us to be, because our minds will cause us to think the wrong thing, and it leads us to say and do the wrong thing. So we're going to think on these affirmations that I'm going to be reading tonight, as well as prayer to go into the year of 2018. And the first affirmation, I don't know if you have a pen handy, because I will be saying a lot of them, but these are good affirmations to have. And if you're computer savvy, there is a website that for daily words, and I think that it's no cost each and every day if you're computer savvy. Subscribe to Daily Words, because there's so many affirmations that the Daily Word has each and every day. And I normally highlight them because they're strong and powerful. And I'm going to start reading some right now. I care for my mind and body for taking time to relax. And we know we need that. We should affirm divine knowing that whatever seeming challenge appears before you will resolve, and you will find the blessing it holds. Always use the word divine order. I use that very much. When I am having a real a battle and dealing with something during the day or at work, and it seems like everything that I am doing, it's just causing, there's so much problems and disarray in the midst, and maybe customers are acting a little crazy, or I am making mistakes, or whatever I might be doing, I ask for divine order. Now, I'm not saying that divine order is going to stop immediately the minute I say the word divine order, but I promise you that by the end of the day, your day will be in order. At the end, it will definitely be in order. He will smooth the path as you go along the day and make it in his divine order. I promise you that, because I use it. I have used that word on many occasions, and even though it doesn't seem like it's working right that moment, he's in the midst, but by the end of that day, you will see that you will have divine order in that day. And also practice forgiveness. I open the way of love to flow. Open your heart and the way to love each and other. Divine life restores my body to its natural state of wholeness. Nothing is impossible with God. I can continue my life journey My step at a time may be, my way is illuminated before me. I say yes to the call of the Spirit. Nothing is impossible for God. I choose the lighter and the brighter way. God is our shelter. He gives us divine love. There is no difficult that is enough love will not conquer. No disease can love that will that love will that let me repeat that again. There is no difficulty that is enough love will not conquer. No disease that love will not heal. No door that enough love will not open. It's really focusing on that word love. A sufficient realization of love will resolve it all. If only you could love enough, you would be the happiest and the most powerful being in the world. Divine love and energy protects you in many ways. When you think thoughts of God, faith quickly dispels any worry or doubt, thus protecting me and from my negative thinking. Feel the fullness of the Spirit. I grow in faith and confidence. I can do and do love each day with self-assurance and serenity. Shelter in the tender care of Spirit. I am at peace. I am with the strength and the protection of the Spirit. The scripture for that is, I fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, that's comfort me. That's Psalms 23:4. Another affirmation. I am one with God, open and receptive to divine love, life, wisdom, and life. I am radiant, glorious, and divine in as spiritual light breaks through. I am a child of God, and through God's grace, I am deserving of every blessing. And as T.D. Jakes says, nothing just happens. Everything is in divine order of the Holy Spirit. Nothing just happens. Prayer protection. The light of God surrounds me. The love of God enfolds me. The power of God protects me. The presence of God watches over me. Wherever I am, God is. I am free. I am unlimited. There is no ties that binds me. We should move forward with confidence, knowing that grace paves our way. The unlimited peace and power of God blesses us with spiritual ability, love, faith, understanding, wisdom, and more. Because I am a divinely created being, I trust that God has provided me with all that I need to flourish and strive in the world. I fulfill my potential through the possibility that God has planted within me. The possibilities are endless, and I embrace the potential within. I am so blessed. I am gratefully and and wonderfully blessed. These affirmations, find some affirmations and write them down and read them every day. Fear keeps us from doing things, and faith helps us to accomplish the so-called impossible. Fear keeps us from doing things, and faith helps us to accomplish the so-called impossible. I am grateful for the protection of the divine. At times I may have felt unsafe and sought safety, but I understand that the Lord of my being provides the well-being I need. That certainty is consistent reminder throughout the Bible. From Deuteronomy 31:6, it says, "And it is the Lord your God who goes with you. He will not fail you or forsake you." And to Romans 8:31, "If God is with us, who is against us?" Also, in forgiveness. Through forgiveness, make yourself available to the divine. Forgive myself for holding on to limiting false beliefs that who I am, and let go of the past. Many of us do not let go of the past enough. Let go and let God. Releasing the past helps you to go forward. Okay, I would like to read something that I just, you know, it's so amazing how God works, and you can see, and you can see how He is giving you tools and resources to do what He needs for you to do. And what I'm talking about is, I went to a Christmas gathering at my son-in-law's sister's house. And her cousin went and bought gifts for me and Alexia's kids. And this is my first time meeting her, but she had a Christmas gift for me. And when I looked at the gift, looked in the bag, because it was Christmas Day when we went over, and I told her, I said, "You didn't have to do that, but that was the love in her heart, but also she was doing something that God wants her to do." In that little gift bag, it was this book that says 42 Days to be a more Powerful Prayer Life. And I am. It's amazing. We, my family, started a prayer line a year ago. And we do it once a month. And it was just before Christmas. We had a conference call, and we had all the kids to come on this time, the children, to pray for them. But I didn't know how I was going to prepare myself for that. My niece is a prayer warrior, so pretty much I did the reading, and then she did the prayer. But this book, I picked it up, and I started looking through it, and when I opened it, the first time opening a book, I opened it pretty much in the middle. And it was a perfect example of what God wanted me to share a story with my nieces and nephews. It was such amazing thing how God used my brother, my son-in-law's cousin, to give me a gift for me to use to read the story to the children. And it was such a fitting story. And it is so amazing that, you know, she knew that I love spiritual books. Books, I have books all around me right now, books all around me in this room. But it was the perfect prayer and story that I needed to start that prayer line that night with. So it's amazing how God gives you the resources and the tools when you need it. But we must be open for His divine guidance to do that. So when I read it, when I opened up the book, I went straight to the page that I needed to read. And it was so fitting for the purpose for the children to hear going into 2018. And there is something that I saw tonight as I was flipping through, because I was asking Him, what can I add to tonight with the affirmation? And it gave me, the title is A More Perfect Design. God, and these affirmation is good for you. And these affirmation I just read, there's plenty of affirmation that you can find in books, on the internet or whatever. And you can just key in affirmations, spiritual affirmation, and then you can get a list of, and just read them every day. If you don't know how to go in prayer sometimes, just read these affirmations to God. It's positive. It also motivates you and gives you strength to get through each day. And we're going to need everything that we can for this going into the year of 2018. Because you see how troubling and so many things that happened in 2017. It's not going to get better, but we have to be strong and getting through this new year. But God is going to continue to bless us and be with us and protect us and keep His angels around us. But we have to be strong when we have to, get over those hurdles sometimes. But this is also, God wants us now to work on doing His will. The more we do His will, we'll be able to not worry about the things of life and get through each and every day and of the things that we need to, that will sometimes hit us. It will strengthen us because we know that He will give us the resources and get us through those moments that we need to get through. And scripture in Hebrews 13:22, it says, may God equip you with all you need for doing His will. May He produce in you through the power of Jesus Christ everything, every good thing that is pleasing to Him. And He is looking for our attention. He's looking for us to do more, pray more, read His words more, do for others. There's so many things that He's looking for us to do in this year. He doesn't want us to always think of self, because when we think of self, we won't be thinking of love each other and do for others that we should be doing. We should do more than what we are doing, we did in 2017. God's will should populate every area of your life. When you add prayer, and prayer is so important, when you add prayer to pursuit of God's will, you are sure that God provides everything you need to do what He asks. In James 1:17, every good and perfect gift is from God above, coming down from the Father of the Heavenly Father, of the heavenly light, who does not change like shifting shadows. Try drawing on to your own strength, and you'll you'll miss opportunity to access God's great gift. And 2 Peter 1:3 says, His divine power has given us everything we need for godly life through our knowledge of Him who calls us by His own glory and goodness. When you accept God's rescue plan through Jesus, you were given everything you needed to understand the mystery of His grace, the perfection of His will, and the thinking that transforms. Like an architect, God has a blueprint for our lives. Like an interior decorator, He has a design that uniquely yours. Like an inventor, God has a purpose for your existence. He's more than any of these. God didn't just create you to show off His skills. He created you because He loves you. He offers everything you need, so He made you to be. But He sent His Son to restore your life. Ask God for what you need to follow His plan. He will give you a blueprint in helping you to put everything together that He wants you to do. Focus on this year of asking God what He really wants you to do in this life. What is your purpose, and how do you go about filling your purpose? Because I can assure you, once you know your purpose and you ask God to help you to fulfill that purpose, I am sure whatever you may be going through, this will ease the pain, because you know that you are not just here. You're not just here for your family. You're not just here for your friends, your neighbors, or whatever. You are here to do God's will. Those people are in place for you to help, to be there for. But He has a purpose for each one of us. And He wants us to be strong, strong in affirmation and prayer, so we can do the things that He needs for us to do and have the faith to go forward in doing that. So focus this year of 2018 and ask God. You know, we are focused on our lack, our weakness, our sorrow, all the things that we are going through. We are focusing on those things. We must go into this year and ask God, what does He want us to do, to be, and to show us our purpose so we can walk in it in 2018. Find affirmation to make you strong and uplift you. And be in prayer. Pray without ceasing. It is so important, because we are on knees more so now than ever before. But I assure you, if you find out what your purpose is and walk in that purpose, you will be fulfilled, and you will be strengthened in how to get from A to Z. He will help you to get to A, B, and C. And then He'll give you some more power, affirmation, assurance, so many ways that He will give you that. He will clear your thinking so you can receive those thoughts and things that He wants you to be. And also, go in 2018 with forgiveness. Whatever you may have said or done, ask for their forgiveness. Clear your way and go forward with God's grace. and asking him for your purpose, because you will be, I mean, it will fulfill your heart. He will give you what you need and the time that you need it. He supplies us, supplies our need every day. We might not get all the things that we want in life, but he gets us through every day because you're here, and I'm sure you got a roof over your head. As those homeless people out there, I don't know what are happening with them because of what the they took away the building that they were going to. I don't know what is happening, but it's so cold out there. I mean, this week, every day of this week, we have never had days and days of cold temperature like this. Just think about it. You have a roof over your head. You have heat in your home. You have food in your refrigerator. So let us focus on not self this year, but focus on God's purpose and what he has for us to do, and walk in his will. Do God's will, and you will be comforted. And you can get through this year better than you got through in 2017. Be blessed, and I hope that your year is wonderfully and prosperously, and also and give you the strength that you need to get through each and every day. Just believe in God and have faith that he will do just that. Be blessed, and tune in again next week, same time. Also, we will begin the next 6 weeks on grief, journeying through grief, January 16th, Tuesday, January 16th. So be blessed and tune in again each week, and love you, and just knowing that the next chapter is always here to help you in any way we possibly can. I am just a phone call away. Good night.
Your hand holding me, and how could I live without you? I can't see. Lord, what would I do in life? Where would I go? How would I handle things? All that I know is I must.